Rama meets Hanuman and Sugriva. Rama and Lakshmana proceeded through the forest and at last reached the Rishyamukha mountain range where Sugriva lived. Sugriva lived in the fear of his brother Vali. When he saw the two brothers approaching, he was surprised as they looked divine. He wanted to know their identity. So he sent Hanuman to inquire about them disguised as an ascetic. When Hanuman met the brothers, his heart filled with joy and he guessed them to be the divine pair Narayana come down on earth. Rama explained that they were sons of Dasharatha and that they came in search of Sita, his wife, whom Ravana had captured from Panchavati. Rama then wanted to know about Hanuman. Hanuman's eyes were filled with tears. He said, "I desire to make a declaration for which my Lord is witness. I know no other activity than adoring my Lord." Rama embraced Hanuman and said, "You are as dear to me as Lakshmana is." Rama said, "Hanuman, I shower my love on those who serve me and who deem that service is the highest means of liberation." Hanuman told Rama that Sugriva was the ruler of the Vanara hordes and that his elder brother Vali treated him as an enemy and had driven out Sugriva from the kingdom and taken his wife away from him. Hanuman said that Sugriva was leader of the monkeys and would send hundreds of monkeys in all directions to search Sita. Then he took Rama and Lakshmana to Sugriva. Sugriva welcomed Rama and their vow of friendship was solemnized with fire as witness. Sugriva said that he had seen a Pushpak chariot flying from where a bundle of jewelry was thrown down. When Rama asked Lakshmana if he could recognize any of the jewels, Lakshmana said that as he only saw Sita's feet, he could recognize only her toe rings. Thus it was confirmed that Ravana had carried away Sita in the chariot. Sugriva promised to render all help to Rama. Rama promised to kill Vali and restore the kingdom to Sugriva. As directed by Rama, Sugriva set out to fight Vali the next day and challenged Vali to fight. Vali soon defeated Sugriva and Sugriva returned with remorse to Rama. Rama took some wild flowers, made a garland and put it around the neck of Sugriva and asked him to challenge Vali to fight once again. Rama and Lakshmana hid behind a tree and when Sugriva prayed for help, he shot an arrow straight into the heart of Vali. Vali shed tears of joy as being granted the divine vision of Rama. Rama explained to Vali that all that he did was heinous. Vali understood his act was wrong. He called his son Angada, requested Rama to take care of him and left the mortal coil. Rama told Sugriva to bring up Angada with love and care. Sugriva then became the king of Kishkindha.